I looked up and saw a third machine. It was erect and motionless, like the others. An insane resolve possessed me. I would give my life to the Martians, here and now. I marched recklessly towards the Titan and saw that a multitude of black birds were circling and clustering above the hood. I began running along the road. I felt no fear, only a wild, trembling exultation as I ran up the hill towards the motionless monster. Out of the hood hung red shreds at which the hungry birds now pecked and tore.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a billion to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a billion to one. But still, they come.
I scrambled up the crest of Primrose Hill. The Martians' camp was below me. A mighty space it was. And scattered about it, in their overturned machines, were the Martians. Dead. Slain. After all man's devices had failed. By the humblest things upon the Earth. Bacteria. Minute, invisible bacteria. These germs have plagued us since life began. Through millions of years, we've developed a resistance to them. But there are no bacteria on Mars. Directly the invaders arrived and drank and fed, our microscopic allies attacked them. From that moment, they were doomed.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a billion to one, he said. Of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said.